Welcome to Mothers of Invention, everyone. I'm Thimali, the series producer of the show.
And I'm Maeve. I'm a comic and I'm a legend, and pretty much everybody is jealous of me. It's kind of amazing, but I've learned to live with it.
That's enough. And I'm Mary, the former president of Ireland and chair of the Elders. And as you can tell from Maeve's apparently limitless banter, I manage.
Oh, Mary, thank you. Well, everyone, if you have come here wanting to learn about climate justice and to meet some extraordinary women all over the world who are working on capping the climate crisis, you could not have found a more fun place to do just that.
That's it. And we've just wrapped our season 3 here, which featured guests from Indonesia to Palestine to the South Bronx to a tiny island off the coast of Papua New Guinea.
And importantly, we rooted it in a philosophy of self-care, which we all deserve to give ourselves right now, and regenerative futures while we're thinking about how we build back better.
Yep. Each episode of season 3 is a great little primer on the climate justice movement. Episode 1 covered COVID-19's connections to climate and what it could mean for us to build back better. Then in episode 2, we explored how marginalized communities are fighting for reparations to rebuild. In episode 3, we used what we learned about colonization to challenge how we view climate migration. But then in episode 4, we questioned if we could breathe life back into dead land to create food security and save folks from being forced to move away from home. From there, it made sense to talk about biodiversity in episode 5 because the health of our interdependent ecosystems is the secret to all life. And after that, I wanted us to rethink our value systems in episode 6 by exploring new economics.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever forget the moment in our agriculture episode when Vivian Sansour taught us about her Palestinian heirloom seed library. And she spoke of the incredible dignity of her people while talking to us, after all, from the occupied West Bank. There was no sense of humility. It was just dignity, dignity, dignity.
Yes, definitely. I've been following her actually on Instagram and, you know, watching her harvesting the end of all of the dates and the grapes and the tomatoes that she grows there and the big...
Pumpkin, tomato, melon.
What do all those things? Pomegranates. One of my favourite mothers that we spoke to was Colette Pichon Battle in New Orleans, who's the founder and executive director of that amazing Gulf Coast Centre for Law and Policy.
Yeah.
And she told us like DJing and disaster recovery are actually related.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I think my favourite mothers appeared in our super special season finale, which will remain a surprise for our brand new listeners here. So our recommendation is to get started at the top of season 3.
And then new listeners should go back to season 1, where we explore the groundwork behind climate justice. Then in season 2, we invited women climate leaders of colour to join us in the co-hosting seat. And we learned so much from their perspective.
Yeah, so good.
Well, all right then, everyone. If you are ready to come get involved in this global movement of movers and shakers, the first episode of season 3 is called We Are Really Big Huggers. Now, if you're sitting comfortably, we'll begin.